Radio Prague News.
An audit by the European Commission has concluded that the Czech Prime Minister has a conflict of interest. The Prime Minister says he has not violated any Czech or European laws, and opposition parties have called for a special session of Parliament on the matter. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has a conflict of interest due to prevailing links to his former businesses despite having placed them in trust funds, according to the results of a European Commission audit which was sent to the Czech Finance Ministry on Friday. According to the Czech media, Brussels is demanding that on the basis of these findings, all EU subsidies granted to the Agrofert conglomerate since 2018 be returned. The Czech Finance Ministry has confirmed receiving the English language draft of the audit and says it is waiting to get the Czech version before responding to it, for which it has a 2-month deadline. It moreover points out that the draft includes a disclaimer stating that the report is based on preliminary findings and recommendations by the Commission's auditors and may be amended on the grounds of additional information from national bodies. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said in reaction to the news that he had not violated any Czech or European laws and rejected claims that Brussels had asked for subsidies granted to Agrofert to be returned. Babiš said he was shocked by the reports in the Czech media, stressing that the audit was a preliminary draft which the Czech Republic would respond to. The spokesman for Agrofert, the agrochemical business empire that is at the centre of the case, said that the conglomerate, comprising more than 200 firms, had proceeded strictly according to the law in the matter of all European and national subsidies received. He said the conglomerate had not been contacted by the European Commission over the matter of returning subsidies. Agrofert is one of the biggest recipients of both EU and national subsidies in the country. The heads of opposition parties in the lower house met to debate the results of the European Commission's audit on Friday. The Civic Democrats, Top 09, the Pirate Party and the Mayors and Independents issued a joint statement calling for the matter to be discussed in a special session of the lower house. The immediate suspension of all further subsidies to Agrofert companies, for the Czech response to the European Commission's audit to be drafted by government ministers who are not in the Prime Minister's Ana party, and for the audit to be made public. The opposition party leaders agreed that the responsibility now lies with Deputy Prime Minister Jan Hamáček of the Social Democratic Party. Mr. Hamáček said in reaction to the news that if Agrofert had received any subsidies in violation of the law, they should be returned. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has sent an official request to President Miloš Zeman asking him to dismiss Culture Minister Antonín Staněk and to appoint Social Democratic Party nominee Michal Šmarda in his place. The Prime Minister sent the request on Friday morning following a meeting with Mr. Šmarda, at which he agreed to support his nomination despite having reservations regarding the party's choice of successor. President Zeman, who earlier refused to accept Minister Staněk's resignation, is bound by law to comply with the request, but he said on Thursday that the Constitution did not set any time limit by when he was bound to do so. Constitutional experts agree that he should do so without further delay. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Saturday should be partly cloudy to overcast, with rain in the north of the country, and day temperatures between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news. You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Coming up in today's programme, an audit by the European Commission says the Czech Prime Minister has a conflict of interest, and a Prague charity concert in aid of Sri Lanka is to take place this Saturday. We'll bring you the details, and later on in the show, with diversification very much the operative word these days, we'll hear from the Czech Deputy Foreign Minister, Martin Tlapa, about doing business and building trust in Africa. Stay with us for all that. The European Commission has preliminarily found Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in conflict of interest over EU funds paid to the Agrofert holding he founded and placed in a trust 2 years ago. The confidential audit reportedly concludes that millions of euros in EU subsidies Agrofert companies received last year must be returned. Brian Kennedy has the details.
In the wake of news of the EU report, opposition party leaders called for the lower house to hold a debate on next Tuesday, followed by a no-confidence vote in Mr. Babiš's government if the conflict of interest is confirmed. Agrofert receives tens of millions in EU funding each year. In an address to MPs, the Prime Minister denied any wrongdoing, insisting that Czech authorities had already determined as much and that the EU report would prove groundless. Addressing MPs shortly before noon on Friday, he further characterized the preliminary confidential EU audit, to which Czech authorities have 2 months to respond, as the culmination of an anti-Babiš hysteria based on lies and disinformation.
Já bych chtěl jenom zdůraznit, že Česká republika...
I also want to stress that the Czech Republic will not be returning any money, and it would be good if the media stopped lying about it. Again, they are spreading lies. I have not broken either Czech or European laws, and so I am shocked to again see these reports. No money will be sent back. It is not true.
The Slovak-born billionaire was compelled to transfer ownership of Agrofert, which is the country's third-largest company in terms of revenues, before taking office in 2017. But according to an investigation by the Czech branch of watchdog Transparency International, published in November, he has remained its beneficial owner. Agrofert, a holding of some 230 companies, has a variety of sectors, from food and agriculture to forestry, energy, and the mass media. As such, Mr. Babiš could potentially influence the distribution of EU subsidies for his own benefit. The possibility was confirmed in January by the EU Commission's Legal Services branch, but Brussels had thus far withheld its political endorsement of the legal analysis. The Prime Minister angrily reacted to an earlier statement by opposition MPs calling for his ouster or a no-confidence vote. He said earlier allegations of impropriety and claims the Czech state would have to return European funds had also proven false. He further denied any wrongdoing in the so-called Stork's Nest case, alleging that he and some family members carried out a decade ago, involving 2 million euros in EU subsidies.
Takže prosím vás.
So again, please stop lying. No European funds will be returned. I realize that you have no other themes to exploit. If it weren't for Agrofert and the Stork's Nest, what would you do? You are absolutely dead. You have nothing to talk about. You have no program. What would you have to talk about? The Stork's Nest? Right, the money was returned.
Stork's Nest had been a focal point for mass weekly demonstrations against the government held since May, over concerns that Mr. Babiš was undermining the independence of the judiciary branch. A few days after Czech police said he should face trial on EU subsidy fraud charges, he appointed a new justice minister seen as loyal to him.
Brian Kennedy with that report, and this is definitely a matter that we'll be hearing a lot more about in the coming days. Moving on now, a charity concert in support of the victims of the Easter terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka will take place in Prague's Hilton Hotel on Saturday. The event, organised by the Czech Centres and the Catholic Charity in cooperation with the Czech Foreign Ministry, will feature the Zlín Philharmonic Orchestra led by Prague-based Indian conductor Debashish Chowdhury. The proceeds from the concert will go directly to the families affected by the attacks. Ruth Frankova has more.
More than 250 people were killed and hundreds of others were injured in a series of bomb attacks around Sri Lanka, targeting Christian believers who came together to celebrate Easter Sunday. The bombings struck three churches around the country and three luxury hotels in the Sri Lankan capital Colombo, killing mostly Sri Lankans but also a number of foreign nationals. The idea to organize a concert in support of the victims of these tragic attacks was initiated by Martin Hovorka, the Czech ambassador to New Delhi, who approached the Prague-based Indian conductor Debashish Chowdhury.
I think the idea of the whole concert came through the suffering of Sri Lankan people. It was quite normal and natural that someone will want to help. That's who we are. We are people. And in this case, it was the Czech ambassador in New Delhi, Milan Hovorka. who called me from Sri Lanka directly. He was in Sri Lanka and he called me and he asked me, Debashish, I'm here. Can we put together a concert in a very short time? Which is very difficult with Philharmonic Orchestra because they plan ahead. But you know, the orchestra, everyone just simply came together with such speed. Usually it's 1 year, half a year. This is a matter of weeks. And in fact, a matter of days, the director came to Prague. We immediately decided a program.
Mr. Chaudhry teamed up with the Bohuslav Martinů Orchestra in Zlín. Together they prepared a program that would express their sadness over the tragic events in Sri Lanka, but also convey hope for the future.
So we start with Edward Elgar's Nimrod, which is itself an interesting piece, musically, technically, due to the unresolved musical tensions in it, which lead into this great line of phrase and hope towards the end again. So we start with that, then we go on to Antonín Dvořák's Biblical Songs. This is a composition he wrote during the most happiest part of his life, when he was actually in America teaching. And then he lost his good friend Tchaikovsky, died. His father also died. That, combined with the fact that he's missing his Bohemia, made him, in his most happiest phase, to write one of his most saddest pieces of music, the Biblical Songs.
The last part of the concert will feature parts of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, which he wrote during his stay in the North Bohemian town of Teplice. Saturday's charity event in support of Sri Lanka will also feature an auction of paintings donated for the event by Mr. Chaudhry's brother, Rai, an artist living in Denver, Colorado.
Ruth Franková with that report. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for our main feature. The Czech Republic has an export-dependent economy and 85% of the country's exports go to EU member states. As a result, diversification and the need to find new markets outside of the EU has been at the forefront of attention with a strong accent on economic diplomacy. In the next few minutes, we'll hear from Deputy Foreign Minister Martin Tlapa about the challenges and opportunities opening up on African markets. A recent conference on business and investment opportunities in Africa, organized by the Czech Foreign Ministry, focused on innovative forms of investment and modern technologies. Titled Creative, Innovative and Participative Africa, the event brought together ambassadors and business representatives, underlining Czech interest in establishing new partnerships and projects on the African continent. I spoke to Deputy Foreign Minister Martin Tlapa about the opportunities opening up, the risks involved, and what the Czech government is doing to help Czech businesses establish themselves on African markets.
This is definitely not only about exporting the products, it's more about how we can help invest into Africa or to Africa, because long-term business and looking for the potential there needs to be also innovative in the ways how we can be successful. So we are very proud that, for example, Skoda is assembling cars in Algeria, that non-woven technologies presented today, the factory built in South Africa next to the Cape Town, and these are the examples of the projects, and the government should help by traditional tools. Everybody needs financing, so we need to be good and efficient in a bank, and state-owned banks can give guarantees or financial loans. And we are putting together these financial tools with development cooperation. And that's why we have a guarantee scheme for commercial loans from banks for the businesses now, which is in pilot projects managed by Českomoravská rozvojová záruční banka. And this is really should help the long-term partnership. So doing business in Africa is not easy. It takes time. There's a lot of risks as well. But on the other side, there are opportunities and a very big chance for some of the Czech companies.
I believe that definitely the government is sending out more economic diplomats, and I think you're also compiling a map of opportunities, a global map of opportunities for Czech investors. There's a client center, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, it's correct, yeah. First of all, what we decided to do in 2014 is come back to Africa by the network of the Czech offices, embassies, and also the Office of Czech Trade, for example, Agency for Promoting Trade. So we have to come back to Africa. So we did open the embassy in Senegal, in Ghana. We are now in Zambia. We have a Czech trade in Nigeria. We are on the north of Africa as well. So we need to have a network which will assist our businesses and also tourists going to these regions, and will be also selling the Czech Republic and showing the Czech Republic as the country for the future in the cooperation. And we are trying to put together resources. So important thing is to do the things in smart way. That's why we are thinking not only about countries, we are mainly thinking in which sectors, based on the analysis and market potential, Czech companies should be successful. So we are matching the needs of the country with competitive advantage of the Czech economy, and we are trying to put together the businesses, NGOs, to be present in the markets and facilitate the contacts. That's behind the map of opportunities, which is a marketing tool for putting things together, following the presentation by sectors in Africa.
Most people know what the traditional Czech export articles were. Everyone will immediately think of Škoda cars and beer and crystal glass. Mm-hmm. But today you need innovative technology. You have to offer other things as well, know-how. What is it that we have to offer today that Africa and the world needs? Yeah. You know, what are our strengths?
I think that strength thing is also what we did in the past. So I think that the relations with the Czech business from the past is very positive among many African countries. But we cannot rely on that. We have to think about the future. But this is an important value, the tradition from the past, plus very good experiences with training the people in the Czech Republic and knowing the Czech Republic. So this is value. But for the future, I think we have to identify the sector which are demanded for the growth. In the case of Africa, I will mention two or three. One is agriculture. The demography is definitely clear about growing demands for the efficient agriculture. And this is exactly the sector in which the Czech Republic can offer some opportunities to do things together. So investing into farmers to increase the efficiency of the farms, for example, in Zambia, putting together the university, Mendels University, together with the businesses, how to improve the technology, methodology, training the people, distribution of the products. This is something which we are trying to put through the business and development cooperation together in this country. This is example how we can fit into the needs demanded by the country. Tremendous important thing. The second sector, relatively new one, is the health. We have a very wide variety of producers of health technologies and products. So if we are able to put them together under some one integrator, we are able to offer what we did in some countries to build or renovate parts of the hospital, equipped with the Czech technologies. So we need an integrator, and we are putting together an integrator who is able to, let's say, design the solution. And we have a huge set and are very good references for the companies which are able to deliver the products for the increasing and the training of the people. So companies like Linet, if I may refer, that are very well known in Africa. We are putting them together with MZ Liberets, with some other companies which are making solutions. So this is larger possibility of selling and solve the things which are demanded by the country.
We're big in nanotechnology. Is there a market for that in the world? Does that open opportunities?
So yeah. Nanotechnology is one sector I didn't mention. And by the way, this is based on the very good research on the Czech side and also the challenge the textile industry did face in the past. because of the competition of cheap labor from outside the Czech Republic was pushing to be innovative. So I think that the nanotechnologies is a sector in which we can offer, and this is the future. And also circular economy, how to do the waste management, how to put these things together. So in nanotechnology, this is a sector in which we can upgrade the competitiveness of many African countries, and this is on the list of the priority sectors.
You just mentioned several important areas where our strengths lie. Are we able, though, to actually push this through and establish a foothold in the countries that we're looking to find a place on the market?
I think we need to do the things, two things, yeah, or many things. I only mentioned two or three. First, we need to understand maybe more what's happening in Africa. I think to know about the different ethnics, about the history, I mean history before colonization. I think this is a very rich culture, and we do understand the style of business, about how important are different communities. And this is something which is very good for understanding how to make a business, because finding a reliable partner is essential condition for doing business in Africa.
So we have to adapt.
Yeah, we
not
have to
them.
Adapt. We will not. I think that in every business you have to accept that, and the better you understand, the better you have a chance to be successful. And this is regarding the business model and business styles should be different from those we know in Europe, for example. And second point is to be successful, it means to be able to sell the Czech Republic, to explain what's the product, why we are here, and what we can do together. Important thing is not too much think about to sell the thing, but to do with business together, to build a partnership and build a trust. This is important thing how to be successful in Africa. Patience is important as well, because you need to wait, and things are going slowly, and red tape is an issue like in Europe as well. So these things are challenging, but it's can be overcome. And the example of companies presented today are positive one. They did it. And we also maybe could be more empathic about what Africa is demanding from Europe, and to be more in partnership with them. I think that very important for the trust will be if we will be able to help them with tax collection from multinational companies, with market access to developed countries through different talks about free trade. We can help with building internal market, which is a big success of European integration, and this is something that is missing in Africa. And we can also help with improving the functions of institutions, because, for example, Czech Republic was going through tremendous change of the society and in every aspect, from institutions to business model and business style. And this is something which is demanded to be shared from the Czech Republic in Africa. So we have things to offer for cooperation.
There's clearly huge potential there. So what is holding Czech entrepreneurs back? Is it this fear of the risks of the different whole market?
First, we are doing lots of business in Europe. We are incorporating into business and value chains in Europe. So many of the companies are now not thinking why I should go to the for them risky Africa, one point. Second, we have a relatively low level of the information and contact there. So we have to start also with the better exploration of the opportunities. And the third thing is that we have to be smart, both on Czech and European level, how we can support the business. I think that this is the very aggressive models which are offering business to be done in Africa. And I think that the Europe and the Czech Republic should be smart to support also some kind of cooperation which will help the countries on the African side. So this is not only about what, but also how to do the things which we would like to do in Africa. And sooner or later, based on geography, based on the development projects and the growth rates, the Africa will be more and more important for the Czech business and European business. I am sure about that. And we have to be ready to be successful, and the sooner we will start to explore the markets and to learn the things and to learn from our mistakes, the better we'll be in the future.
The Czech Development Agency is supporting Czech firms that do business there in the fields where we are strong, as you said, in agriculture, in forestry, in water and sanitation projects. Is there enough interest from Czech companies? How are they selected and how are the target areas chosen?
We are ready to do more for the Czech businesses and also for the Czech NGOs operating in Africa. So we have Zambia and Ethiopia as a priority market. So there are bilateral programs managed by Czech Development Agency, for example, in agriculture, to building a farm. And we are, as a ministry, would like to do more integrated projects in Africa, in these countries. Water, sanitation is second sector important. And based on our experience, we started from products which are helping at the very beginning of the cycle of the business. So I would suggest to look at the B2B program of Czech Development Agency, because this is just incentives for making a good research about potential market partners, about distribution channel marketing tools, and how to find out the information. So the Czech Development Agency is helping to overcome these first steps in discovering the markets for the success. This is essential things. And if there is a positive response, we should continue in these countries with the Development Agency. And the second important tool is the guarantee scheme, which is a new product, as I mentioned, which is a really innovative one, which is giving the state guarantees for commercial loans for the Czech companies doing business to Africa. And this is something which is significantly moving. I met with the commercial banks on the Czech side, and they told me that this is a really good step to encourage the financing in this challenging market, because there are risky markets. If you look on OECD, it's compared to other places, it's still a challenge. But we have to be able to have a product which will be competitive with other products of our countries, other countries.
How happy are you with the role and work of the Czech Export Bank in doing this and cooperating with the development agency and so on?
The trend is to put the resources together. I think that we need to put together the competencies of the Czech Export Bank and EGAP and Trade Promotion Agency, Investment, Tourism, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, not to build one institution, but be more cooperative and to have integrated products for our clients. So in the case of to be more easily for them to find out both financing and also marketing information and services of the government. So we have to make the services more easy and better access in the region of the Czech Republic, by the way, as well, not only in Prague, and to do things together in Africa. The more difficult markets, the stronger demand for such steps are from the Czech businesses, and we have to follow, because the government is service for taxpayers and citizens, and we have to move in this direction quickly.
Is it difficult to get private businesses to invest in Africa?
Generally, we would like to find out more private business investment and also the NGOs building together the projects, because it should help to let's say to train the people through NGOs capacity following the business of building hospital or upgrading the production line. This is perfectly coming together, so we have to be smart to put these things. So I think that on the markets, financial sources are available, and the cost is an issue. How to make the cost of money for the projects in Africa more accessible for the companies in Czech Republic?
Mr. Tlapa, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Deputy Foreign Minister Martin Tlapa in that special interview for Radio Prague. And I'm afraid it's brought us to the end of today's program. You'll find us at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, the address to write to is english@radio.cz. And that's all from us for now. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us and take care.